Gang, you only got three more chances to see RU Garbage live.
Yeah, guys, December 14th, 15th, and 16th, we're going to be in Hartford, Connecticut at the Funny Bone. We're going to be in Albany, New York at the Funny Bone. Then we're going to be in Syracuse, New York at the Funny Bone as well. Guys, this is a great way to introduce your friends to the show. If you're coming, bring a couple of pals.
Bring the squad.
It's a good time. It's stand-up.
We're hanging out.
We play AYG. You've seen the clips. What are you doing? Come out. We'll see you there.
Let's go.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they're good to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of shit.
You don't say.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. She's upstairs trying to get some people together.
Okay, for what?
She wants to do one of those smash and grab jobs that everyone's doing all over the country.
Like
now.
Hit the Louis Vuitton or something?
Yeah, she wants to hit the Louis Vuitton. Okay. I told her we were in. I don't know.
Okay.
Gotta do something around the holidays together as a family.
Good thing I brought my mask with me.
My co-host is coming at you from across the table. So you know it's a family ep. Circle in the wagons. KJ is in the building, everybody.
Hey, gang. Happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And as you know, those numbers are
true to roof.
True the fucking roof. We've been saying it for a year. Those numbers are true the
fucking
closing in on 30,000. Get us over 30,000, even if you listen.
Hit the subscribe button.
Go subscribe because we may or may not have a special project coming out pretty soon on a YouTube.
Yikes, leaking it.
Check it out. You got a tea. You got to leave some breadcrumbs.
Like Tobey Maguire on the set of Spider-Man.
Like Toby McMuffin on the set of AYG. And obviously, patreon.com. You can sign up. You get a bunch of bonus content, episodes of AYG. Episodes of Hard Feelings, which is the breakout hit, by the way.
Oh, everybody loves it. The Academy. Everybody. Khan's talking about it. Khan. Scott Khan.
Scott Khan. Obi-Khan. Yeah, live streams, the whole nine yards. Check it out.
Good times.
That's cooking over there. Cooking.
And how about a nice shout out to, you know, our producer extraordinaire, good kid, wearing a Bernie's.
Starts with T-Bone.
That's right. Wearing a nice Bernie's crew neck that he got on the AYG presale.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Paid full price like an asshole.
Hey, you got 20% on the back end.
Tough break, dickhead.
Hey, business is business, all right? Blood's thicker than water. Other things.
Oh, my God. Tobe, T-Bone, it's good to see you, buddy. We had a nice ride in. I love both of you.
You have never been louder in a car ride in our entire friendship.
I'm moaning a lot. I started with the trainer.
We got a butt plug in? What's happening?
Hi.
Someone got the remote control at home? What's happening, dude? Let me know, huh? Did you ever see those videos?
Me and my girlfriend are playing Hunger Games right now, huh? No, I never saw those videos.
Me either. What were we talking about?
That's what you like? Electronics? Jesus.
No, not at all.
Fucking creep.
Not at all. I don't know why you think when I say, have you seen something, you automatically think it's my thing. That internet's a pretty big place. I got a lot of videos on there. Every now and then something comes across my screen I wasn't ready for. Or I'll peruse to see what the kids are doing.
Do a little window shopping?
Kick the tires on something.
See what's cooking. I wanted to ask you this.
What?
A little step back from your pornography talk.
I don't know. I was talking about YouTube. I don't know what you're talking about.
You like the car battery hooked up to the nipples there?
You hear what Gibby's doing? He stuck his dick in a VCR.
Hey, those videos were private. I was hacked. That's
deep fake right there.
Fucking shout out to Steve Jobs. Come on, what are we doing?
I noticed this.
What'd you notice there, big guy?
Thanksgiving, I noticed this.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get your barometer on it, whether you think it's...
I don't know, sure. Okay. This is going to be a silly one, I can already tell.
You like a turkey neck?
Yeah. How do you feel about gizzards?
Ooh. Gizzards can be all right. Mm-hmm. Are you a chicken livers man?
Listen. You know me a long time.
You
we
won't
go
do
back.
A little pate, a little chicken liver on a nice crostini?
I'll do a beef pate. That's a joke from Rev Run. That really is. He had his old MTV show. No big deal. Continue.
Multiple beverages while someone's eating. Not at a restaurant. I'm talking at dinner at home.
That's insane.
Like, you know, like a glass of wine, but then like a soda, a thing of water. It's very Jersey Shore. Remember those dirt balls were always drinking Gatorade at every meal?
Sure.
They always had a bottle
of
something.
Gotta say hydrate. Those kids were in a gym. You know what I mean?
That's true.
No, that's real trashy. I think like what we would do, we'd do like the big, if we're doing like a din-din, like a Sunday night din-din, I got the families coming together, got the leaf on the table, the whole nine yards.
You sit at that dining room table that we recorded the intro for Are You Garbage At?
Yeah, we'll do that.
You do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
And then the kids will be out in the kitchen, you know.
Right.
We'll be there. It'll typically be like, everybody will be having a drink beforehand, right? Like me and my brother are probably doing a beer, brother-in-law doing a beer, ladies are doing wines, my stepdad's doing everything. and then it'll be like, they'll probably, you know, pour waters at the table. Like, you know, everybody will have like a water for you.
No
at
one
the
ever
table.
Touches that though.
Nah, rarely.
Unless I run out
of beer.
Yeah, it's always warm and shit.
We'll do a water at the table, and then that's about it. Sometimes, like my brother might change the wine, so there might, but it's more, you know, traditional. It's not like, you know, no one's got like a fucking milk, a Glacier Freeze and a fucking Diet Coke.
Ah, my one cousin. It looked like fucking the front of a hot dog cart. Like fucking lined with trays.
He's got those fucking ketchup bottles in the mud.
A little bit of relish.
That
was on my mind.
Yeah.
And this has to annoy you. How do you feel about people?
Is it you?
By the way, you're saying about my cool hat.
It's cool. You really went hat shopping in Hawaii.
I got four hats. I got new pants. I got a bunch of shirts because you were giving me shit saying that I got to up my appearance. Now I'm looking cool. I got some cologne going.
Now that'll make you look real cool. That'll hide the Frito smell.
How do you feel? I don't need Fritos anymore. How do you feel about...
God.
I'm on Doritos Light now. New diet Doritos.
I'm on baked Lay's. Remember the scam? They try to pull the wool over everybody's
those
eyes.
Things can kick rocks.
Oh, man.
I'll punch the guy who invented those right in the fucking face. Baked Lay's. My mom. Oh,
I'd rather
man.
Eat bait, dude.
Hey, give me a night crawler, will you?
Fucking get out of here.
My mom
dude.
Rolled in with those. Remember when they were doing the chips in like a different kind of oil?
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah.
They found that
ate your liver or something like that.
Yeah.
It's fucking ugly.
Well, what was it?
It was like castor something.
Castor oil. Not castor oil.
But it was something like that. It was something
castor
weird.
Oil is for like ball bearings, isn't it?
No, castor oil is when you have to throw up or poop or something like that. It's like an old school remedy.
Okay.
My mom poured some down my throat one time.
I'm listening. Sounds like one of my videos. Guys, we're having fun over here.
A good time. No, it was either that or Ipecac. One of them makes you throw up.
No, Ipecac does.
Yeah, she did that.
Castor oil is like an oil.
Oh, okay.
For your shoes.
I drank a whole bottle of for your shoes.
I don't know. T-Bone. We got an update, T-Bone. I'm trying to kill time. What are you doing over there?
Yeah, it's for staining decks. Castor oil is a vegetable oil pressed from castor beans. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
It's colorless and barely pale yellow liquid with a distinct taste and odor. And then it's just a bunch of dummies eating this shit for whatever benefits.
Yeah, there you go.
This seems very crystals.
Yeah, it's got a little, a little homeopathic.
Well, Ipecac works because I puked everywhere.
Yeah, that's what that stuff does.
I drank a whole bottle of cough medicine when I was a kid.
Robo-tripping? I like it.
Trying to take the edge off.
Mom, art class is killing me.
Got a real deep episode of Care Bears. Wanted to cool off a little bit. Yeah, she got on top of me like a wrestler and fucking pinned me down and poured it down my throat.
She does that to me, too.
I tell you, this broad was screwy in the 80s. Screwballs.
Dude, this shit is snake oil.
It's castor oil?
Yeah. These are the top uses. It's a powerful laxative. That's you're leading off with. That's crazy. A natural moisturizer. So getting your liquid inside and out.
Yeah.
Promotes wound healing.
It's all real vague stuff.
If you're pouring oil in wounds, that's good.
That's a bad
calling it wounds is bad. I feel like you're dead anyway.
Reduces acne, fights fungus, and keeps your hair and scalp healthy.
Nice.
So Foley on the toes, Kippy on the donkey.
Bat in a cycle. Go. I like it.
What? No, please.
No, please.
Eating ice.
What about
How do you
it?
Feel?
I love it. We've gone over
you
this.
You chomp ice?
Yeah. I'm a crushed man through and through.
Oh, that's
obviously
different.
Also
that's dessert.
I forget where we heard
about?
It, but it was real garbage of somebody saying a place has good ice, which we both do.
Oh yeah,
they have the good ice. That's real trashy, but great. One thing I wanted to run by you, which was
lay it on me, slick.
Brought to my attention, calling something top of the line.
Top of the line.
Real trash. Top of the line is trash. I was looking at cabins to rent, and you know, just like hole in the wall cabins, and there was a one with a hot tub, and it said fully equipped with the top of the line hot tub. Didn't even have a lid on this thing.
I feel like whoever
there was leaves in
whoever
it.
Wrote that had a toothpick in their mouth.
Or top of the line. Fit three.
Top of the line.
Fit eight bodies in this hot tub.
Yeah. Fit eight broods in here.
Anything you call top of the line is not top of the
What's
line.
What's top of the line? Give me a top of the line item. Makita drills.
Makita drills.
Milwaukee. Top of the line?
Yeah, but I think, listen, this, okay, I'm going to break it down for you. Things that are top
Mercedes
of the line.
Mercedes Benz, top of the line.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, you know Mercedes is top of the line, so you don't need to say top of the line. When you say top of the line, means it's not top of the line. You're going Hyundai, top of the line automobile right there.
Oldsmobile, top of the line.
Yeah, it's not. Mercedes is.
I've never known anybody that drove an Oldsmobile. You ever see
Speaks
anybody that drove a
Kia Forte, smoke gray. Speaks for itself.
Wow, that's a new giveaway, by the way.
You can take over my lease.
Top of the line. Top of the line would be...
It's something that's not top of the line you're trying to tell
Sony's
somebody.
Top of the line.
Yeah, but you just say it's Sony. That's what I'm saying. Sony speaks for itself. Things
Toomey's,
that don't.
Toomey's top of the line.
Yeah, you wouldn't say it's top of the line means it's middle of the road and you're trying to pull the wool over
like
someone's
Kirkland
eyes.
Signature brands. Top of the line.
Yeah.
Make a good pair of jeans though.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. You never buy clothes at Costco?
I've never been to Costco. Maybe once or twice.
What?
Yeah, we were a Sam's Club household growing up. Maybe. For like back to I don't
yeah know. No growing up they weren't even in existence when I was growing up that was fucking truck driver shit if you went to Costco
it still
if
is.
You went to Costco in the 80s you were a dirtball.
Yeah you had yeah.
That didn't start hitting until the 90s. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
We went my stepdad had one in the 80s or had a Sam's Club card in the 80s or 90s.
I thought you had to like own a restaurant back then to fucking get in there.
That's what I thought. I think he pulled the wool over. You know, he's that's like the
buy some time. Hotel pants.
Yes. Yeah, some busboy cards or something. Room service trays.
Get one of those little bars on wheels that moves around.
Which I want to get for the house. I want to get a top of the line bar going.
You do.
Yeah.
You strike me as a bar in the globe kind
of
guy.
No, that's one of those. That's top of the line.
That's
something you think.
Top of the line.
Classy and his
Brookstones, a lot of shit in there is top of the line.
Hardcore trash.
Top of the line drone.
Dude, if you're it's 2021, if you got a globe in your house, it's a dead giveaway. There's booze in it, and it's all probably half empty. You know what I mean? It's like you got you got like a bottle of Makers or something, a couple of White Claws in there.
Something top of the line. Yeah. Makers is top of the line.
I don't know. I don't know enough about.
Are you still boozing?
No, I had two beers last night at the show, but last Saturday, I mean, what's two beers?
Alcohol.
Yeah, but that's not boozing. You would have said, when was the last time you had beers? I would have told you. Two beers is not boozing.
I'm trying to figure out what to get you for Christmas. You're tough to shop for.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
What are you smiling at?
Nothing.
That makes me think you're getting me something real good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Do you know how to pronounce anything that rhymes with Schmolex?
Schmolex? Oh, really? That'd be nice.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, listen. Call Navy Federal. I've been keeping you pretty nice the past 6 months, all right?
Navy Federal appreciates it. Got Kippy taking some of the load here.
If you gave him a Rolex, his response would be, this is going to look real nice in the window of the pawn shop around the corner.
You got to stay liquid around the holidays. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
the resale value on those things are noish.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I was going to reach out to our friend Paul Verzi and find out what kind of watch to get. And I was thinking about maybe picking up a watch over there in Parlez-vous Français.
Yeah.
Get something cool French, top of the line over there.
you buy it under a guy in a trench coat. Guy, if you buy it from a guy in a trench coat under the Eiffel Tower, and you know where I can buy watches?
Hello. Yeah. No, like a French. I'm going to do a little research. What's a cool French watch company? Yeah. Something none of these bums over here will have when I see them on the scene. Because as you know, I'm tightening everything up.
Yeah,
like new pants, everything.
Oh, shit. Next stop, Hollywood. Hey, I got new pants that I'm going to wear every day for the next 6 months.
I thought you'd be more impressed Kippy, by the hat.
That's a nice hat, yeah.
It's cool hats. RVCCN.
It's RU.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Something cool. Surf company.
Yeah. Ruka, yeah. I believe it is.
Ruka?
Yeah, R-U-C-A.
R-U-C-A, really?
Yeah, it's a U, I believe, yeah. I got some Ruka. Ruka, come on. What are you doing? You know I'm a Ruka man.
Pick up a couple sponsors would be nice.
We're chock full of sponsors. I got Ladder. I got ExpressVPN. What do you need?
Get me on the Maui Invitational. Riding a Helix on the big waves.
Someone's right. You're on a California King hanging 10. Where's Foley? You're out there sleeping.
That's how we do it. Got to shake them down, by the way.
Who?
Helix.
Why?
I need a mattress.
I just bought one yesterday.
You bought one?
I bought a king size mattress.
What are you doing with your old one?
Why? Do you want it?
Off air, we'll talk. It's a gift for somebody. Would that be fucked up if I gave him a used mattress?
If you gave him a free used mattress from me, yeah. Who?
I'm sorry, can I help you?
Who is it for? If it's not for the homeless guy down the block.
I'd rather not say it.
No, say it.
Toby Cut. No, I will not say it. No.
You were going to give your parents my old mattress.
No, Mom! Shut up! She don't know what's going on.
Wouldn't be the first time she was on it. I'm kidding, Patty. Really.
Ma, you're fucking
Patty,
bullshit.
It's the holidays. I'm all hopped up on Nutty Irishman.
You going to take that shit, Dad, from this bald fuck? Come up here and skull you. He'd rib you real quick. He'd tune you up. Goddamn veteran. Fucking dirtball. Run in your mouth.
Kippy's trying so hard not to spit on his computer.
Who cares? You got the new one coming in anyway. By the way, who gets...
Holy shit, bald fuck was the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
Give it a couple of days. A couple more of these workouts. I'll be cursing at you in tongue.
You bald fuck. Wow. That's up there with Fat Tub of Shit.
Fat Tub of Shit's great.
Hey, lard ass, keep it moving.
Lard ass will sting you, too. That'll put you on your heels. Look out.
Oh, my nice. God, bald fuck.
Get over here, lard ass.
Just rattled me, dude.
Lard ass.
You weren't trying to be funny. Bald fuck is just that. You fat fuck.
Talking about fornicating with my mother. On a used mattress. Anywho, back to business. We can put the screws
what?
In to get one.
No, we can't.
Why not?
What?
No?
No.
I thought we could put this. I thought they just re-upped. I thought get a new one every campaign.
No.
Make a little fort in here. All mattresses. Stamps.com, Stamps.com, Stamps.com. I love Stamps.com.
Stamps.com?
Gang, you don't want to be wasting time in the post office. Use Stamps.com, especially around the holidays,
place
right?
Is jam-packed in there.
Oh, my God. Forget it's like 100 degrees in there. You got some bad sweater on. Mm-hmm. Do it all from the privacy and the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, guys, whether you're selling online, running an office, or a side hustle, Stamps.com can save you so much time, money, and stress during the holidays. You get access to all post office and UPS shipping services you need without taking the trip to the post office. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to look for parking. You ain't got to wait in line. We use it. I'm a big Stamps.com guy.
Love it.
I got the printer. I send out all the cards, the merch that way. Beep, beep, beep. Prints it all out.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. You'll save time and money. You'll be wondering why you didn't do it sooner. Sign up with promo code GARBAGE for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts required. Just go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of
click
the homepage.
The mic.
Enter promo code GARBAGE one more time. Stamps.com. Promo code GARBAGE. Do it.
Yeah. Kip, let's talk about Decked.
Decked?
I'm talking about Decked drawer system.
Ooh.
For your pickup truck, for your work truck, weatherproof, organized. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a lowly laborer.
Yeah.
working for a contractor.
Uh-huh.
Always had to have the truck spotlessly clean. Mm-hmm. If tools went flying around, believe me, I would hear it from this guy.
Yeah.
He was a real dick, if you know what I mean.
This guy belonged on deck.com.
And if he would have had decked, he wouldn't have been busting my chops because the van and the truck would have been organized.
Yeah, it's weatherproof, keeps your stuff safe from the rain, ice, snow, makes organizing and accessing everything you need much easier. They have two full-length bed drawers, can carry up to 200 pounds of whatever you got. So it's built tough, baby.
You got
to
do it.
They were nice enough. Obviously, we don't have pickup trucks. We live in a city. You can't have a pickup truck in a city.
Send me a sweet tea, though.
Did they? Oh, yeah. That's right. They did.
And a koozie. They got koozies. Woo! That's all kind of company.
Yeah. They were nice enough to send us one of these systems. I gave it to my stepdad. He thinks he's like king shit at the job site.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, let me check my deck.com drawers. He's pulling
it looks
it out.
Cool.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, let me think. I think the keys are over here, the whole nine yards. Getting deck was the best thing that happened to his truck, especially this time of year. You know what I mean? You got to be flexing on people.
That's right.
Protect your stuff.
You don't want a cold hammer.
Get deck drawer system at deck.com/garbage and get free shipping. That's deck.com/garbage for free shipping on your deck drawer system. Deck.com/garbage. Do it now.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. This is a fucking family episode, guys. So as you know, when you sign up for Patreon, we will answer your questions on the air.
That's right.
You choose.
It's time to play.
Who wants to be a piece of trash?
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That movie fucking rocks.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got those little kids to do that. Talking about Slumdog Millionaire. If you haven't seen the film, do yourself a favor.
It's a hot, hot piece of film. Yeah. Guys, so as you know, like I said before, I was rudely interrupted by this fat fuck.
These fat pieces of shit. I remember my wrestling coach, I was getting fucking just, we were like doing some like really long, like endurance drills. And I was like a sophomore, fucking still had my fucking baby fat.
The 100 meter jog?
the 200 meter nap? The 400 meter cramp? What are we doing?
I did really good in the 5-step relay race. This is like some senior, some kid that ended up going to the Naval Academy. I was wrestling, and he was fucking twisting me up like a pretzel. And my shirt was, like, up, like, my tits were out, and, like, my gut. And, like, he had me, like, stretched out like that. And my assistant wrestling coach walked by. He's like, yeah, get his fat ass.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I didn't sign up for this.
I thought we'd wear makeup and hit each other with chairs.
Where's the butt plug? guys, so when you sign up for Patreon, we'll answer your question on the air. We got some fucking heaters. Worked through most of the backlog, by the way. There are only a handful of people. It's, you know, it's tough. Some people ask questions.
Backlog's trashy, too. When you say, I got a backlog. Hey, we got a backlog.
When I say it, or in general?
No, when you say, well, a lot of things you say sounds trashy because you're garbage.
Vodka. That one hit me. Vodka without
vodka.
A D. Vodka.
Vodka.
Two vodka sodas.
Ugh. Some drunk vodka. Vodka.
Absolute and tonic.
Ugh.
That's a Nisi special right
vodka
there.
Vodka Red Bull. That's the fucking... That's what they drink in the Hall of Fame of trash. I used to love that.
Yeah.
Vodka soda and a little... Nice.
Okay.
Talking about the holidays, but I digress.
Yeah. So first one coming in from, speaking of sleeping, this is a pretty good one.
Nice.
Never thought of this. This is from Jesse. When you would sleep over at someone's house, would you shower there or wait till you got back to your own house? It's weird. I remember having a shower at a couple kids' houses because of something, and you're just being like, It's like being in another dimension. You're like, what kind of soap are you using?
I feel like you're in a bad hotel.
Oh, yeah.
It's no. Like, I've had rich friends that I wanted to get in there.
Yeah.
Like, fucking real nice. Mom had the real expensive towels, nice Macy towels, body wash. First time I used body wash was not in my home.
No.
Patty Foley did not buy body wash.
Sure.
Until her back was up against the wall.
Well, that got real... commercialized in the 90s, like late 90s and stuff. You know, and before it was tough to get your hands on. You had to go to a specialty shop or something. It wasn't just at the Super Fresh.
That Herbal Essence, when that hit the streets.
Man.
That was, I mean, I used that as everything. I brushed my teeth with that shit.
Yeah.
Man. Fucking hot chicks and flowers? Come on.
Man. I'm yeah, those topless broads. They got real, dude. That framing was, those commercials.
Real seductive.
Give Kippy a little stinger.
Yeah, girl with the curly red hair.
That and some of the Irish Spring commercials with those broads. Hey, we get out there in the dewy meadows.
Sweaters really turn you on, huh?
Sweaters and Jeff caps. Cabby hats.
Give me a sheep and a cane, you know what I mean?
Rock hard.
By the way, real quick, Ian called me the other day.
Been calling me nonstop.
Our good friend Ian Finance. Hey, guys, you're back through. And he's like, I'm off the cane. I'm off the cane. Shout out to Ian Finance.
Shout out to Mr. Finance.
So to answer your question, great, brilliant question, by the way. When it was a nice house, I was all about. I would stay there. I want to stay there for the weekend. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Trouble at home.
Just letting things cool off. My mom used to get real pissed about that, too.
What?
She wasn't a fan of me sleeping out. Why don't you want to be here? Don't you want to be here? She's really taking a lot of heat these days.
Yeah.
I apologize. I love you, Patty.
Sounds like you're working through some stuff.
This Italian broad's opening up some doors. I'll tell you that right now. That have been closed for a very long time.
We always had the one or two houses. You would only shower if you were, I guess if you like.
There's usually no need for a shower at a.
You shouldn't be there that long. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
No, why would you? Yeah, just a regular run-of-the-mill sleepover?
If you're getting picked up at like 11 o'clock in the morning, like after breakfast or
if
whatever.
If that was the norm for this kid, there's something else going on.
Yeah.
There was a VHS camera somewhere high up on an angle.
Yeah.
Nobody's showering.
Yeah, no, that's too weird. I've definitely done it. I remember, I can like picture being in, at that, when you're that young and you're in someone else's shower, it's an away game. You don't know what's happening.
If you're talking childhood sleepovers, that's one thing. No, you shouldn't be showering. They drop you off at 6. You have your pizza. Throw fucking Gremlins in. Fucking play the video games. Lay down. Goof around. You
tummy
get
sticks.
Up. There's breakfast, and you're out the fucking door.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
What?
Oh, yeah. A little touchy-touchy, huh? A little grabby-grabby.
No.
I know how you did it. But if it's a high school sleepover, unless you got to go to workers, like if you know, like say, like your parents went out of town and like Pat and everybody ended up crashing at your place after the party.
Oh, out of town.
If they got to go to work, like say he had to go to a shift at the grocery store. Hey, care if I grab a shower before I go to work? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of
that's
course.
Normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you shouldn't. What? No. If I came home from a fucking sleepover,
showered with your hair done, new set of drawers,
my underwear on backwards. Oh man, they would have been in the car, fucking killing people. You crazy?
Yeah, no.
Can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's wild.
You ever have friends growing up? You ever do anything?
I think that's the second time you made that joke about a year ago. Hit just as hard, too.
Did you do anything like that?
I don't remember. I like vaguely remember showering at friends' places and then like getting out and getting dressed as quickly as possible. Like
yeah.
Feeling that
still
like
kinda, you still got suds rolling down your feet and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's like I want to be naked for as little time as humanly possible.
Well, that's another thing, too. It's, but now I can never do. I can't shower and get dressed in the bathroom. That's psychotic. I got to walk out, let the cold air hit me. I walk around my apartment naked while I'm getting ready. You got to let the air get
sure,
you.
Sure, yeah,
I
yeah,
need
yeah.
space. Uh-huh. The thought of fucking showering and getting dressed in a bathroom, I mean, that's like prison.
Yeah, I've done it.
Bonkos.
Yeah, I can do it, but then, yeah, you only when you're real fucking hemmed up. If you walk out of the bathroom with your shoes on, that's a bad look. Shoes and socks on.
Me and Kibby were talking about this at dinner. Have you ever, if you for sure changed in a public bathroom?
Dude, buddy, we were fucking changing. I was shaving in between auditions at Chipotle's. Fucking brutal.
Yeah. So this was our question. So anytime we've done that, me and Kippy will take our shoes off and then stand on our shoes.
Fuck yeah.
Was that your move, or would you go socks on the floor of the bathroom?
Well, I mean, you know, at a certain point.
When you're living in there.
Yeah. When you become so desperate, you know, you abandon
humility.
Yeah. I'm shaving in a Chipotle bathroom. I can put my socks on the
get
floor.
Get a little more guac. So I like to use it as aftershave. I know it's more expensive. I know it's an additional 50 cents. Just give me the guac.
Shaving with a tortilla chip.
They used to do this in my old day job that I used to have there before the great folks over there at Patreon.com.
Take a shower at lunch. Morning.
No, people would brush their teeth in the bathroom, which I get like after lunch or whatever. But like I'm talking, dude, this bathroom. So it was a high rise, on Central Park South. Like, you know, it was like a high rise. So it's like not a lot of fucking space. These bathrooms are tiny. There was one urinal. And, like, your shoulders could touch, like, the wall and the guard for the stall. There was two stalls that were
not
real
fucking
tight.
Not a good place for
tight.
The deuce, I would say.
Bad spot for the deuce. Then sometimes you're in there, both people are deuce, and someone's peeing. There'd be a guy brushing his teeth. Ugh. And I'm like, bro, like, my asshole is open 6 feet away from you. This is just, and, like, it would fucking blow my mind.
Get one of those wisps things. Those wisps or some fucking mouthwash.
Yeah, it would blow. And like this one guy was just in there all the time doing it. Was insane.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I can't do that. That's crazy.
Can't stand other men's poops. Mm-mm. Women's will knock you on your socks too every once in a while. But another man's, something about it.
Yeah, it's, you feel like, yeah, it's way too intimate.
I feel like I have to poop so my smell dominates. You know
maybe
what
that's
I mean?
What bears do. I don't know. I don't know much about the grizzly. The North American fat ass.
The North American fat ass.
Guys, we're having a good time today.
Fattest to Maximus.
Let's stay in a bathroom while we're here. This is from Joseph. First time, long time. I like that they're doing
the
that. First time, long time. When taking a shower, where do you put the towel? Do you put it on top of the toilet with the toilet seat down like a bozo, or the towel rack like a gentleman? What's your standard operating procedure?
Standard operating procedure is I tend to get water everywhere.
Sure.
And I get yelled at for it.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It's like a self-serve car wash.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little hook that she put next to the, like, all I have to do is open the curtain, grab the towel.
Sure.
And I dry off a little bit in the tub.
Yeah.
I don't just step out like an asshole.
Uh-huh.
I used to.
I did that up until... I didn't know. I guess I had bad parents or no one told me that you're supposed to like dry off kind of in the shower or but like on, I would literally
no
walk.
No idea. Cause we always had carpet in the bathroom when I was a kid. So
wowza.
I just got right on it.
Roll around.
Using that as a towel.
It's a good exfoliator too. I didn't know until my grandparents, I mean, we were young. I was probably in like junior high and my grandparents were staying with us, and we had to share like the bathroom in the hallway. They would use as well.
Ooh, that's always a rough time.
Yeah, the dentures and the fucking sitting there.
Smell grandpa's dumps. Yikes.
Oh, man.
Talk about the holidays. Holy.
Yikes. So my grandmom goes.
Those World War II vets, they just shit different. I don't know why.
Just they got the Old Spice they don't even make anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Mix that in with a little fucking stroganoff or whatever he had last night for dinner. Yikes.
It's always very corny. No, my grandma finally said to me one time, she's like, what are you doing in the bathroom? And I'm like, what?
I just combing my hair.
I was shaving.
I'm jerking off, all right? Jesus Christ. Fucking grill me over here. I was slapping it.
That's so funny. Just go to your grandma. I was jerking off.
I was wailing away on myself.
I was hammering in the nails. I got to spell it out for you. What the fuck do you think I was doing in there, you dumb broad? I was re-caulking the tub.
At one point, you were just naming like actual home improvement things.
I was putting in a skylight.
God. We're going to get two questions.
Getting the bathroom redone when you were, remember, they'd come far and wide to look at your new fucking shower curtain. Family would come over. No.
The upstairs bathroom for us was all, you don't go upstairs.
Who doesn't?
Like when we would have guests over.
What do you mean guests?
Like when we were entertaining. You never went upstairs at someone's
who,
house.
Like movie stars and stuff? Who the fuck are you Marilyn talking Monroe's. About? Your other dirtbag family members? Is that those your guests?
You hear that, guy? He's calling you dirtbags.
They know what they are. Come on.
Yes, yes, they do.
That's why I love them. Meet me at Sam's. We'll get a slice. Guests. Who's a guest?
You just didn't go upstairs.
What, do you guys, were you, the kids weren't playing in the rooms? And
it'd be a little.
That's where the coats went.
Yeah.
The coats went on a bed upstairs.
Yeah, but you know, like, you weren't going from like room to room peeking around. That's private areas.
Really?
Yeah.
Bunch of weirdos. Now, so say I'm a cousin.
Yeah.
I got to take a dump.
How old are you?
I'm 45.
You're my 45-year-old cousin over my house now.
Oh, I thought you
meant
right.
You got to take a dump?
No, I'm in college. I'm at your
house.
And
you got to drop a heater at dinner.
Do I have to ask Niecy if I can go upstairs and fucking squat one out?
No, I feel that's, you shouldn't be dumping at a family dinner, though.
What? If you got to poop, what are you going to do?
I'm not saying, sure.
What?
I don't know if I've ever pooped at a cousin's house like that. Pooped?
Anywhere and everywhere, bro.
I understand. And I'm not one to, like, by all means, I'll pull the trigger.
Okay,
just,
so let me
I
ask
just
you this.
At the airport 2 days
so
ago.
So I'm your cousin.
Shout out to fucking Newark International.
Say I'm your cousin. I'm over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I assume you would go upstairs to that bathroom.
Okay, so what if I just went upstairs and peed? Hey, I got to pee real quick. You okay with that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so it's not off limits. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not rooting through the panty drawer.
Well, yeah, I'm not. Yes, if you're going, I'm saying if you're not going up there to use the bathroom, there's no other reason to be up there is what I'm saying. I'm not saying
yeah.
It's off limits, but like,
that's what we
you're
call,
not going to be like, hey, what's going on upstairs?
Behavior.
Yeah, you're not just fucking hanging out upstairs. A party is downstairs.
Yeah, you're looking
that's
for
what
some
I'm saying.
You're looking for some root canal medicine. That's what you're looking for.
Back to, I, what?
The kid knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She's called drug-seeking behavior.
Didn't one of you break an ankle recently?
I used to always keep that in the back of my mind. Who's getting their wisdom teeth out, am I right? I'd have that schedule lined up.
Is that knee still hurt from college, or what's going on?
Man. At the beginning of that whole thing, they didn't know what was going on. You opened up anybody's medicine cabinet, it was like, ah!
Open up a closet, you see a walking boot?
Whose crutches are those?
Are those crutches fresh, or what's going on?
Checking the bottoms of it to see how dirty they are. Checking the tennis balls on a walker, see what the story is. These things are brand new. Fucking party's about to get turned up.
You hear that, Patty? You're proud of your past?
No. But I'm working through it. It's okay.
Who said that?
Not me.
I know.
Tell you that.
That's not how you feel about it. You put on a good face for public. Shit, what the fuck were we talking about? I got lost there for a second.
You're talking about no one can go upstairs in your house for
some
reason.
No, but even before that. No, it wasn't for some reason. It's just like, my thing, even...
You don't let guests upstairs. Do you put like a little rope on the bottom of the staircase?
No, you're completely taking this out
of... Clothes for maintenance?
You're taking this out of context. What other reason other than going to the bathroom? And why would you pee upstairs?
Because that's where the video game console is, and the kids are up there playing. I don't know. They're playing hide and go seek. They're playing
kids.
Tag.
That's what I'm saying. Kids are different.
Okay.
Obviously, if the kids are running around playing, but like, unless you're going up there to shit, there's no other reason to go upstairs at someone's house.
Take a nap.
That's what I'm saying. You should be taking a nap at a fucking family party. You gotta lay off the sauce if that's the case. Hey, can I go lay down? I got the spins. That Boone's Farm's really kicking in.
The fuck's in that Martinelli's? Goddamn.
Oh. Brooklinen.
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 Man, talk about, I feel like I shouldn't even be saying that word. It's so classy.
Classy stuff.
Brooklinen is all right. Gang, do yourself a favor. Season for gift giving. Stop by Brooklinen and get somebody you care about a nice set of sheets.
Mm-hmm. Perfect presents for everyone on your wish list. They got stuff for the house, the bath, the bedroom, everything.
Got it all.
Brooklinen's goal was to create beautiful, high-quality home essentials that don't break the bank. It's perfect place to find the best gift. They started out with bedding, and now they have, like we said, all the essentials for every corner of the home. Whatever you want, they got it.
Bedding's top shelf.
Brooklinen's comfort game is unmatched, and their lineup keeps getting better. And if you're looking for more ways to stay cozy, check out Brooklinen's candles, ooh, eye masks, and accessories. Ooh. Take all the guesswork out of gift giving this time of year with comfy crowd pleasers from Brooklinen. They send them to us. I got the towels, dude. I feel like I'm in the Ritz in these things.
Those candles fill the entire room. I'm going to tell you that right
dude,
now.
Dude, the towels are like a weighted blanket.
Yeah, it's
like,
nice.
You're engulfed in these things. It's fantastic.
Soft.
So give the gift of comfort this holiday season and save while you do it. Go to brooklinen.com. Use promo code GARBAGE for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. We're talking cold hard cash, 20 off. With a minimum purchase of $100, that's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. Enter promo code GARBAGE for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100.
Small bills, too.
Do it.
Gang, let's talk about the good people at Manscaped.
Manscaped.
We were talking about them last time.
Woo.
You were talking about office romances.
I'm just saying it's a time of year. People are drinking. You're hanging. Happy hours. Office party. Punch bowls on your head. Next thing you know, your underwear's on backwards. You want to be coming correct down there. That's all I'm saying.
Talking like we live in an 80s movie or something. Like
that's where you're putting yourself. Hey, man, reality is whatever you make it.
Wish you would have had that in the 80s because Manscaped keeps everything nice and tight and clean.
Mm-hmm.
The motor is real powerful. It doesn't make a lot of noise. You can use it in the shower. It's got a light on it. I'm telling you, man, this thing is a game changer. And as we said last week, the before and after photos.
Ooh.
You wouldn't even recognize yourself.
I know. Yeah.
Nice.
And guys, with this holiday season around the corner, ladies, if you're a lady listener, which we got a lot of lady listeners, it's a great gift to get your man. Keep him, you know, you can tell him to be like, hey, keep it tight down there.
It's
you
a
know
gift
what I mean?
For you, too, technically.
It's a gift for everybody. It's a gift for the household.
I'm pulling pubes out of your
and
teeth.
And maybe the neighbors if you don't have blinds.
Ooh, but someone got Manscaped.
It's perfect for any guy or gal in your life. It's fantastic. Stocking stuff or whatever you want. They got it all. So just go check out Manscaped. And manscaped.com with promo code GARBAGE. You'll save 20% off plus free shipping. It's easy peasy. Whether it's your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them the gift that'll actually, and plus it'll get a laugh too. You want to kill around a Christmas tree, get someone a ball trimmer. That'll really start the party.
Hey, Grandpa, here you go.
You get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com, promo code GARBAGE. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Now back.
To the show!
All right, good. Let's see.
What was the original question?
That's what
that?
I'm trying to get back to. I kind of couldn't remember. Where do you put the towel?
The towel.
Oh, then the grandparents. My grandmom finally said, I used to leave. We had a towel rack on the back of the door at my mom's upstairs.
And you have to get out to reach it.
No, but it was, you couldn't reach it from the, like, I mean, it was
that's
like,
what I'm saying. You would have to get out of the tub
to walk.
It.
And like, it was like 5 paces or whatever. And I would just stand there.
Soaked.
Soaking the whole fucking. Yeah. And then finally, my grandmom's like, what do you do? You don't dry off over the bath mat? And I'm like, I never even crossed my mind. So now I do up to the legs, and then I get out and do the legs.
You know,
I don't want my towel touching the bathtub.
Really? Huh. You know you're in a really nice shower or a really nice hotel when there's a towel rack in the shower.
Yeah, that's good.
Where, like, the water, the thing is so big.
That's so big that
the shower
far away.
Can't
yeah,
reach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of the trashy ones put it in there, even though it's like a regular size.
It's gonna get soaked.
Yeah, it's
wet.
Just fucking soaked.
The towel over the shower curtain's trash too.
That's what I do.
Really?
Well, ours.
What are you in the Navy? What the?
We
fuck?
We have a towel rack that I just don't use for some reason. The one half of mine's kind of open, like the. If the
it's towel,
gonna be, you're not gonna wrap your head around this.
You have one of those. Your faucet's in the middle of the tub,
in
right?
In the middle, yeah.
Yikes.
But it is like a waterfall, John, and it comes straight down in the middle. It's nice.
Okay.
That part's good. I'm not trying to say it's... But the one side by the shower is open, kind of.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it doesn't go all the way around.
Like
You have a basin tub, a lion's foot tub, whatever it's called.
Lion's foot?
Lion's claw.
No.
You know?
I can't be talking to you if I had a fucking lion's tooth tub.
My brother's got one.
Lion's
fantastic.
Foot? Fantastic. Really?
You know, the old school deep tubs?
Yeah, they're the
never
ones
that... fucking used it. They don't use it. I'm like, have you taken a bath in there yet? And like, nah, we haven't. I'd be in there all the... I'd be getting calls in there. That's where I would run the operation from.
What operation?
Get some things.
Dominoes? You still doing the 555? What's the deal? Yeah.
I know
so
what
I
you're
hang over
about.
That just because it's
so
like.
So you have a round shower curtain. It goes from the wall and around.
No.
Right?
All right. So I knew this.
You're like a Three Stooge. That's
no,
weird.
It goes from the wall and then it's like.
Yeah, curves.
But the whole thing isn't curved. It curves at the turn. Does
okay.
that make sense? It's
yeah.
like an L.
I don't know.
I know you don't know.
That sounds like Lower East Side shit to me. Tenement.
Listen, you live in Astoria, which stinks, by the way.
No, Toby and I were talking about it. That place is going to be Rodeo Drive in a couple of years. Place is classy.
It's fucking stinks. I was just back over there. Everybody's honking. There's fucking traffic. You're under the subway. There's an elevated subway. It stinks.
Crazy.
You can hear the train. In every apartment, you can hear the train rattling. Mm-mm. It stinks. Where else have you lived, by the way? I was thinking this yesterday. You've never lived anywhere else.
That's not true.
Recently.
I'll tell you.
Recently, you
I've
haven't.
Lived, I grew up, I lived in Wilkes-Barre. I lived in Bluebell.
No, I'm saying in New York.
I lived in Philly. I lived in South Philly. I lived in North Carolina.
Yeah, no. All right. No.
Upper East Side, Murray Hill, Brooklyn, Bushwick, Sunset Park, Reggie and Cotton.
I'm saying...
We used to hook up with a chick in Harlem. I went up there a couple of times.
Oh, man, I remember her.
Cut that.
But I'm saying as an adult, I mean, you were an adult through 97% of those houses, but I'm saying as a financially relatively independent adult.
Relatively.
With the first time you were on a lease. Ooh. In the past decade, only been in Astoria.
There was, yeah, the apartment that,
the building
that
you're
in now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all you know.
Yeah.
As a rent-paying, utility-holding adult is a story. You don't know anything else.
Yeah, what's your point?
Astoria stinks.
No, you're stupid.
I've lived in both. It stinks. It proper stinks.
Let's move on. Let's agree to disagree.
No, that's what losers say.
We were in the car, and he started this exact rap, and I was like, just wait. In my head, I was like, wait 30 seconds. 30 seconds later, he goes, it's a great place coming up. You know, I could really see myself raising a kid here. I was like, where's the crazy going to come? There it is.
Why is that crazy?
It's like whack-a-mole. You're like, I know, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Here's
Why is that crazy?
Because you were reminiscing about a situation we were currently in.
I remember eating hot dogs there last week. I got to have a kid out here.
All right. Fair enough. Back to the cues there, bozo.
This one's great. This is from Tom. Level 10 homie. Never had had one read. You ever been to a store that changed what it sold during the year? A place in my town sells ski gear in the winter and patio furniture in the summer. That is a tough look.
Those Halloween pop-ups are weird, though.
Yeah.
I feel like they just live in the back of a tractor trailer the rest of the year.
They probably do, yeah.
No,
People
that work there.
We have an empty, which I think it used to be a gas station, so it's like an empty lot, and there's selling different things in there throughout the year.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's the same, it's like Christmas tree, flowers,
when you can recognize
whatever, you know, just like random shit depending on the year. Probably patio furniture.
When you can recognize what it used to be is a tough look. Like when you know that insurance office used to be a Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut's a bad one. Yeah. Wendy's is a bad one too because they
Burger
had the sunroom.
Yeah.
Wawa's too.
The old when it's not a Wawa.
You're going to a dentist that's a Wawa. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Still has that smell. It's trash. Gotta Baggio.
Fuck, what was I just going to say? God
Jesus,
damn it.
Fucking Alzheimer Andy over here. Get folk, you need a Prevagen or something, an Adderall.
God damn, you got any? Scam likely, stop calling me.
Uh-oh.
All over the place. I'm the one scamming around here.
I really pissed off a scammer 2 days ago. Because I take the call.
You're wasting their time.
Oh, yeah. I fucking
trying to burn and turn over here.
They call me up and they say, they leave a message. Very, very authoritative. They're like, this is for Mr. Michael Foley. You need to call us back right away. A matter of TD Bank, blah, blah, blah. So I call.
Touchdown Bank?
Touchdown, yeah. They're fucking dragging them into the fucking scam. So I call the guy back just to fuck with them. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, what's going on? Mm-hmm. They're like, so you wrote a check for $369 and it bounced, and our client's trying us to recoup it. And they're like, hey, would you like to make that payment today? What am I, a fucking sucker? So I just, first of all, I'm doing an old man's voice. I'm doing, what? What happened? And then right when he's like, can I get the credit card information? I'm like, you fucking piece of shit, dirtbag. You're fucking this. Guy calls me back.
Yeah.
Fucking pissed.
Well, he can probably track you down.
He did. He knew my name and everything.
Yeah. Hey, listen here, you fat fuck. I don't even like your podcast. It's just me.
That's real scummy, though, man.
What?
You're calling and fucking trying to scam old people out of their fucking money. Because they do it. Does that warranty thing work on anybody? Does that work?
I'm sure.
How dumb are we?
I'm sure some people, yeah.
Dude, who even has a warranty on their car like that?
People? Old people don't know. Do I have a warranty? I thought it said 3,000. I haven't talked to the dealership. Okay, it's. I told you I got my boy Big Gay Aunt's mom or grandmom. They were like, hey, this is the Las Vegas PD. We got your grandson.
What?
It's going to be like, you know, $2,000 to get him out or something. And I'm pretty sure she paid it.
Jesus.
Yeah, something like that. Or she called him like, are you okay? I just got a whatever. Yeah.
That's real fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Scammers.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Haven't had one read yet. This is from Missouri Broad. Does anyone in your family own a strobe light? I used to have a strobe light. And like, when in like eighth grade, maybe, when Spencer's Gifts was like in full stride.
Yeah, give yourself a seizure.
We did have one friend who was epileptic that we couldn't have, you know. We had to unplug when he was around.
Buzz killer.
Catch a heater.
Hey, Mark, go out in the garage for a little while. I'm trying to get weird.
Trying to get my rave on.
A disco ball.
Oh.
How weak are you that you can get taken out by a flashlight?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. The first time they put that on.
Oh, yeah. Your screwballs.
It's like Blade. I don't know what's happening.
That's like the Gravitron. The Gravitron almost killed me one time. I swear to God,
It starts revolving around you.
A black hole.
The DJ's.
Forms. Doctor Who steps out.
Yeah.
That
was my favorite ride, hands down, ever. Wildwood Boardwalk, Gravitron, Maury's Pier, go down there, up on the left, right before you get to the Nor'easter. Love the fucking Gravitron.
Yeah, huh?
Loved it. I could do everything. I could go upside down. I could lean out and touch the pole. I was doing tricks in there.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
That dude in the center was a pedophile. No doubt. That was pre-wreck.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Dirt ball in there. Cranking Journey.
Yeah. Strobe lights are trashy.
They're the trashiest. You walk in somebody's basement, they have a fucking disco ball. Yeah, it's fucking dirtbag city.
That's a big thing people try to do is like the bar that never gets used, right?
Talking about the basement bar?
Yeah.
My dad had a hot one in the 80s.
Unless you're really entertaining. But you're not. I don't think people are doing that much.
Glasses are dusty.
Yeah, you
no
get down
there
like no one's been down. I can feel the energy. No one's been down here in 6 months. You know what I mean? And then they're like, let's hang at the
That's
bar.
That's he got the wife and kids breaking his balls. Well, they're like, time to go down
there. They're like, let's hang at the bar. You're just like sitting down there. You're like, this is so set up. We're all just acting like we're not, you know. We all know what's going on here. This stinks. What are we doing? There's a bedroom right next to me for crying out loud.
Bedroom in the basement?
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, this one's for what?
No bueno. I never liked a bedroom in the bed like that.
I just slept in one last weekend.
Put in.
My brother's guest bedroom
is
downstairs. In the
basement.
Yeah. Well, there's a guest bedroom downstairs. And it's on the far end, on the far side away from the stairs. And I need about 37 beers for me to go night-night in there because it gets scary.
The spiders have spiders.
Oh, man. It's real fucking sketchy.
I ain't doing that.
All right, this one's from RJ. Haven't had a question read yet. Ever steal a street sign? Which I'm sure we've mentioned before.
100%.
I don't know if I've ever had a proper street sign. The big one that was in Sea Isle City that would get stolen all the time because there was Pleasure Avenue and 69th Street.
Really?
So 69th Street and Pleasure would get stolen like weekly to the point where I think they just stopped putting it up because they're like, So many drunk people would be walking home from the bar and be like, give me this.
My fraternity was mostly engineers. And some
sounds like a real fucking party house. Hey, E equals MC squared. Shut up, nerd.
Boy, we made the world's fastest beer bong.
Yeah, wow. What a group.
We've improved the slip and slide. Yeah. Let's go. No.
I'm sure you guys were batting away with a stick. That come with your own pocket protectors, or what'd you guys have to do? Hey, for pledge, everybody studies 37 hours. Go. Everybody's got tape on their glass. Real fucking nerd
dude,
shit.
Dude, the party last night was crazy. Yeah. Hank put together an erector set without the instructions.
He was blindfolded.
I was up till 9. No.
That's the fraternity you've been bragging about, engineers, this whole time.
Train engineers. They were a wild bunch.
They all got the hat on and the overalls.
It was a party house, man. We had a good time. Anyway, they
everybody's drinking out of beakers and stuff. Foley just did 37 milliliters. Don't do it, mean. You stink. Dude, that and someone tweeted the clip of when you were talking about the glory days in college football. And I said, you
were a drug addict who played D3. Piece of shit.
Oh, Foley's glory days. I want to see how you view them in your head. What soundtracks playing and stuff like that?
Pearl Jam, probably. Anyway.
Anywho.
These guys were pretty good. And they could, like, take shit and put shit apart.
Put shit apart.
They could take things apart and put it back together. Mm-hmm. They stole a traffic light, like a proper traffic light. Brought it in, fucking hooked it up. It's fucking cool. For like 10 minutes. Yeah. Still, pretty sweet.
Sounds it.
Okay.
Man, I mean, I don't know why you try to go back. We just made fun of you and these guys for like 12 minutes. You thought a cool traffic light story was going to button it up.
Foley, get in here. We're building each other girlfriends.
Yeah. They all got bras on their heads, like in Weird Science.
Just waiting for a thunderstorm and we'll be A-OK.
Waiting for a thunderstorm. We just need some purple lightning and she'll be alive.
Man, you stink, dude.
Dude, that movie. Talk about fucking Spank Bank.
I was way too young.
Dude, Weird Science. Anthony Michael Hall was so fucking funny.
Yeah. I saw him one time.
Really?
Yeah, he was a real dick.
What?
Yeah. You know, our friend, keep this vague, our friend that works in hotels in Boston.
Yes.
They were working a very nice hotel, and he came in as like real VIP, or like thought he was. This isn't like 2017.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and he was had all these demands, and so he had a hot piece, hot little number with him.
I remember this story.
Yeah, he was like had all these demands, was acting like a real fucking jerk off. And
that sucks.
Dude, your last movie was 35 years ago.
Loved him as a kid. Fucking Weird Science, 16 Candles. Fucking kid did it for me. Loved him. That's sad to see.
All right, let's do a couple of more here.
You said that like you're a more successful guy.
Yeah. Hate to see it happen. He was a good kid.
I wish him well.
Now, anywho, can someone tie my shoes?
Michael, if you're watching, reach out to me. See if I can help you out.
Hate to see it happen. Yeah.
Good kid. Give me a call.
Man, this is a fun one.
Let's go, bozo. Making fun of my fraternity friends. It was a fucking cool house. We used to have parties where we handed out joints. There's only a couple guys there. We did have a sorority.
One time a girl showed up.
We all panicked.
It was Johnson's sister, but still.
Everybody play it cool.
Mahoney's mom came one time.
Everybody passes out. We all feign it.
Here's a couple of wine coolers in the fridge if you want them. Oh, man, you stink.
We did have a sorority cancel on a mixer one time.
Man, if that's not this. Hey, that fat one's not going to be there, is he?
I wasn't fat back then, dickhead.
They knew. They had a crystal ball. No way I'm getting tied down with this elephant.
Guys, bad news. The girls found out we're fucking dorks.
Who told them? I told you to keep your mouth shut until they got here. Who let Feech Man out of his room? We did have a kid named.
What did they say?
His nickname was Fish Man. He used to just fucking huff nitrogen and just fucking pass out like a mummy. Just fall back and hit his head.
Man, you guys are fucking beating him off, huh? Why did the girls say they canceled?
Because we stunk. Hey,
I know, but what reason? Hey, we all have a midterm in the morning.
We got finals. This is the beginning of the semester.
That's the third week. Classes haven't even started.
Hey, me and the girls talk. We're all going to stay virgin.
No, they didn't say anything.
We all decided to save ourselves for not losers.
I remember three of the worst ones showed up and gave us the bad news. Hey, the rest of the girls aren't coming. They all went to a party.
But we're still at a party. Oh, man.
They just came by to see if we had any ice.
Oh, man. Holy shit. I didn't know you guys were all engineers.
I wasn't a fucking engineer.
Yeah. Maybe that's where you were rolled in. You didn't also didn't graduate.
I said some of the older guys were engineers. It's not like the whole house was. I was a fucking living in the Ghostbusters.
Who said I was in a fraternity full of engineers?
Yeah, full of engineers. That was everybody was an engineer. I was a hotel and restaurant manager.
Turned into a waiter / pillhead.
This is like an M. Night Shyamalan level twist.
I pledged fucking my sophomore year. Before I got to know the guys on the lacrosse team. If I would have known the guys on the lacrosse team, I would have pledged Phi Sig and would have been okay.
Yeah, said you're over there with the dorks on the chess team.
Yeah. Check and mate.
And that's how you play Connect Four, ladies.
And that's how I touched a boo.
All right, let's just fucking wrap
we
it
built
up.
The fucking potato gun.
Yeah, as a class project. As for the science fair. All right, let's wrap it up. God, man, I'll never look at you the same.
What are you talking about, dickhead?
You were a do- it's I'll all coming out. You can only right lie now. For so long.
What do you mean? We were the drug party house. There was just a lot of engineers that were there. They were dorks anyway. We hated them. The younger guys were all
I keep
cool.
Myself a wedgie.
Toby, cut this. I got a rep to protect. We'll see you next week.
You were a dork, dude. Guys, thank you so much. Come out. I don't know exactly when this is coming out, but if it's for this week, we're going to be in upstate New York and Connecticut. Come out to those live shows.
14th, 15th, and 16th. Hartford, Albany, Syracuse.
Yeah,
fucking
also,
doing a trail.
Guys, go subscribe to the YouTube page.
Yeah.
We have something dropping. Hint,
yes.
Hint. Go subscribe right now. It's going to be really cool.
We don't want to look like bozos.
Appreciate
all hands on deck when this thing drops.
Appreciate the support. Love you guys.
Love yous.
Peace.